That's right. I'm here. I'm just hearing so many great stories. It's hard to stop and realize, hey, we're on the radio now. But I'm Ann Eller here with one of our favorite guests and favorite golfing guests of all time, Nancy Lopez. And she brought a guest along. She's got a traveling partner. And what's his name, Nancy?
Well, his nickname was Pool Boy.
I like it. I've always wanted to have one of those. Dance for me, Pool Boy. You know, that's from the old Saturday Night Live. What was her name?
Like
Drexel.
That.
That was her name. Oh, dance for me, Pool Boy.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do that to you.
Yes, yeah. But he's been a companion for many years, and things are changing, I understand.
They are. I've been dating Ed 7 years. We've put him through the ringer, me and my three daughters. He passed the test, and I had to give him a sign because he never really put any pressure on me to get married. But he said, you know, give me a sign of some sort when you're ready. And I did. We sent him a heart in the mail, FedEx, and in the middle of the heart, it was a really pretty heart with a lot of colors. And in the middle of it, it said, this is a sign. And, of course, when you read it, he didn't quite get it. Like, what does that mean? And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, it's a sign. So after that, a few months later, he asked me to marry him on November 12th. This year, or last year.
Last year. Yeah. And when are you getting married?
June 24th.
Not wasting any time, are you, Ed?
No, ma'am.
Nope.
No, ma'am. I'll take it while the getting's good.
Well, that sounds great. So what have you been doing this year, Nancy?
Well, so far I've done a few outings and still playing a lot of golf as much as I can. Trying to spend some time with our granddaughter, Aunt Molly, and grandson, Hunter. She's now one and gets into everything. But still going to play a lot of golf this year. I'd still love to play golf. I have a new company called Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures. I think we might have talked about
that. We talked about that some. How's that going?
Doing very well. Me and Sue Powers and Teresa Zamboni, two teachers from the LPGA teaching division, are taking people on trips, and we're playing golf, and we're giving them good lessons. We think we'll help them with their golf game. This year we're going to go to Bermuda at the end of the year, and we take men and women and, you know, husbands and wives. And then next year we're going to go to Ireland. Those are our big trips.
Right.
But we'll do other trips along the way. I have a trip in Colorado at my home up there where we try to take about 17 women. We haven't filled up yet, and that's in July, where we'll teach them for 2 days. And, of course, up there in the mountains you don't break a sweat, so the women love it.
Right.
And we have a great time, so it's really fun to keep women and men. We want to teach them the play happy philosophy, which my dad always taught me. He always told me I played better when I played happy. So we try to do that with all the groups that join us for the Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures that we have during the year.
You know, speaking of your dad, what was it? Last year, I think there was that great article in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
And I loved this picture of you, and I had to bring it along today because I just think that is such a great picture of you with your dad right there at the body shop, Sunday Lopez owner, and you just look so happy there.
I know I just came from the golf course because I have hat head as I look at that picture, and I probably came by to tell my dad how I played. You know, I spent the summers in my dad's body shop answering the phone, his second body shop, and watching him, the way he handled people. And I think I just kind of took that every summer, what I saw my dad do. He was so good with people. If they came back and said, Sunday, because his name was Domingo,
right,
in Spanish, Sunday, something's just not quite right in what you did with my car. He goes, I'll do it again. He never told the customer that they weren't right. And I think I watched him, and he was so good with people. I have to say that I probably took something away from that.
Well, it's so perfect. And, you know, when you watch you, when you've been here for the Symetra Tour, and I've seen you out on the putting showing the Symetra girls how to do something right, how to keep, you know, maybe make a little change there, you are always talking to people and always trying to be helpful when it comes to golf. Or I understand food, too.
Oh.
You like food, too.
I love food.
And you love to cook, too.
I do love to cook. I absolutely do. It's a lot of fun trying to give the younger generation, you know, a pat on the back or something positive to tell them, because it's not easy all the time. I remember playing golf at age 8 and wanting to accomplish things, and sometimes you just don't always do that. And I just, this weekend I did the drive, chip, and putt at Augusta with the kids that come there for their first time with their parents.
Oh, that's
They're
awesome.
They're all just wide-eyed and just so thrilled to be able to experience that. And Mr. Payne got up on Saturday night and spoke to all the kids, and he gave a speech that was just tremendous. And I looked at him the other day, I said, can I have that speech? And I promise I'll tell everybody you wrote it. But it talked about family and golf and your parents and how grateful you should be to your parents. And, of course, that evening Ed was with me, and you know, we think about our parents and how special they were and how they got us interested in the game and how much we love the game because of them. And then being able to, now neither one of our parents are alive, but we thank them every day for the opportunity that they gave us. And we look at these young kids, and it's just so cool to see how far they're going and how much they love the game. And they're just so grown up at such young ages. It was just a great weekend.
You know, I think it's very interesting you bring that up, because I was talking to Jan Stevenson yesterday, and one of the things that we ended up talking about was what the future would have been for a Jan Stevenson had she been here today with all the social media and all the things that are available today that weren't. I would think that that would be something that has crossed your mind, too.
Absolutely. I'm sure it would have been way different. I know, you know, Jan was really our, I would say, our sweater girl.
Right.
And, but she was always in golf balls and in a bathtub, which was great. I thought it was great for our tour. We needed to show that femininity, and she was, you know, she still is beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful lady. And
But she was a marketer, too.
Absolutely.
Well, she took advantage of the marketing.
Absolutely. And all the players on the LPGA Tour needed to say thank you to her, because she brought a lot of people in the gate to watch her play, and she was really a good player. I think she won 17 tournaments, some majors. She had a great mom and dad, too, by the way. I know my dad had a few beers with her dad. But, yeah, she...
Well, I understand. I'll just interrupt you here, because yesterday I happened to have found a Kentucky Fried commercial that she and her dad did back in 1982.
And I haven't seen that commercial.
And she said, I think this is a really cute story, she said that her dad was just so excited because he loved Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they were here in the United States, and they got this opportunity. Okay. So the night before they were going to shoot the commercial, her dad had a couple of beers. And Jan said when her dad had a couple of beers, he got very loquacious. He could really be a talker. So what they decided to do was change the commercial, and Jan would have a minor role, and Dad would have the big role, okay? The next morning, they got up to shoot the commercial, right? Nothing. He said nothing. He was so nervous and so scared, they had to go back to the original theme. Isn't that great?
That's so funny. I knew him. He was just a great dad. I think you're successful, of course, because of your mom and dad. And I know that they walked many miles watching Jan play on the LPGA Tour. And like I said, we loved him. And I know, like I said, my dad did have a few beers with him. And they had a great time. Back in the old days, that was just fun. All our parents got together when we were out there playing golf.
It's different, though, today, isn't it?
I think it's a little more different. I know when I played on the LPGA Tour back in those days, there's still a family type atmosphere now, but not like it was back then. You know, we supported each other, and we were family, and if the press wanted some dirt, we didn't talk about anything. We really protected that group of women and family, because it was important to us to help the LPGA Tour grow, and little bitty things we didn't want to become big things, so we just really kind of kept it very private, and I think it was very important.
Today, with social media and everything.
Oh, my gosh, everything's out there.
Everything is important, yes.
Yeah, everything is important. Like, how can they do all this and still live a normal life? I do Facebook, but I don't do Twitter or Snapchat or any of that, because I just barely can get on. I do like to do Facebook once in a while, and I always like to put something positive out there. I don't like to put the negative stuff. Always something positive about life or what I'm doing, or hopefully, you know, charities, things like that, to help other people any way that I can.
Well, I didn't know this about you, and as many times as I've interviewed you, Ed, we're getting to you, so just sit still and be quiet over there. Yes, I did not know that AIM was a big charity love of yours.
It is.
AIM stands for?
Adventures in Movement.
Right.
I've been involved with AIM for, this is going to be our 37th Pro-Am event that we'll have at the Villages, Florida. I met Dr. Joe Geiger, almost 40 years ago. And when she came to me, she was so funny. I didn't know the story about her, but about her trying to get in touch with me because she's had national ambassadors like Billie Jean King and Joe Morgan with the Cincinnati Reds. And she said the story was that she heard about this girl, Nancy Lopez, and that she was this way and that way, and she was great. And she said there's no way she could be that nice. And so she ended up coming out to a golf tournament. She said, I walked out of the pro shop. I had my arms full of stuff. And this little kid walked up to me and asked me for my autograph. And she said, I said, absolutely. I put everything down. She said, I signed his autograph, picked everything back up. And she goes, oh, I need to have her as one of my national ambassadors. So that's where the love affair started. When I met Dr. Joe, she was just a lady that we will never be able to put anybody else in her shoes. She knows how to raise money. She loves all those kids that have come into that AIM office. AIM is not just at Dayton, Ohio, is where our main base is, but it's not just in Dayton. We train teachers to go into special needs schools all over the country and all over the world to help handicapped children in any way that AIM method can help them, because it's music.
Right.
And they definitely respond to music. Now it's in Alzheimer's patients' homes also.
Wow.
So we've been able to accomplish so much with AIM, and Dr. Joe is one that did all that.
Well, you know, it's having, though, great people like you who have a love of people and who understand what it takes to make this happen.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
It does. We have the Burton Center right here, and they have a huge, you probably drive by it, the equine center right there where all the horses are coming into town. It's called the Burton Center, and they do a lot with horse therapy for kids. And they just have started, which I'm sure Ed might be interested in, a PTSD program for veterans. That's huge.
Oh, wow.
And
that's awesome.
In fact, the guy, I don't remember his name, but he's from Colorado, the doctor that came out here to show him how to set up this program, and they actually got money from the state to do a trial program to see if this would really work here in South Carolina.
That's great. It is awesome.
So, you're here because of the Masters and because of Jim Medford.
Yes.
And you're going to be having a scrumptious dinner tonight.
I know.
This is pretty awesome. It's the Master Chef competition went on yesterday, and we had a lot of chefs that participated along over there at the G. Frank Russell Center. They had a student from over there worked with the chefs, and through that, there's going to be an awesome dinner tonight, and it's going to bring in a lot of people here this evening. It's going to be exciting, and I can't wait. How about you?
I'm always ready to eat anything.
And the big thing that we learned yesterday from the Medford man sitting over here, who's being very quiet, that they're going to do a recipe, a cookbook of the different recipes that they did. So, and then
cookbook?
Yes.
Oh, I love cookbooks, and you know, Ed and I are always trying to watch what we eat, and so, because I would be huge if I didn't. But I love cookbooks. I know. We can cheat one day a week. We're going to have to do that eventually, so that's good.
Do you know what diet stands for?
I usually don't say that. I usually say program.
Okay, but do you know what the word stands for?
No, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about it.
Did I eat that?
I like that.
There you go.
I will remember that, Ann.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's why I don't use that word diet.
Yeah. But, you know, we get a lot of overflow from from, of course, Augusta. A lot of people end up staying here.
Yeah, it's a great place to be.
Yeah. So did you played some golf today?
No, we went out and, we went out to watch.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up really just kind of finding our friends and walking around the golf course a little bit. And
oh, okay.
Just, you know, getting the our fix of Augusta and the Masters. It's just the neatest place. I hope that everybody out there will get the chance to go to Augusta, even if it's one day, just to walk around the golf course. I mean, the golf course is just beautiful, the most beautiful grass you'll ever see anywhere.
And that coming from someone who should know.
Oh, it's just, it's awesome. I know the first time Ed and I went 7 years ago together, it was something he wanted to do for in his lifetime, was go to the Masters. And I said, oh, well, I have 2 tickets. Would you like to go? So we ended up going.
Is that how you met this guy?
Yeah, I picked him up in the road after he went to the Masters.
Ed, can you tell us your version of how y'all met?
Well.
Cool boy.
Yeah. We live in a community in Florida where we had a female pro that had won the Nancy Lopez Teaching Award. And she had gotten to know Nancy, and Nancy had gotten a divorce from Ray Knight after 28 years of marriage. And Nancy and Debbie O'Collins, her name, kind of, they were friends. And after about 6 months, Debbie and a group of women were teasing Nancy that she had to start dating or find a guy or something. And Nancy said, no, no, and yeah. Well, if you're looking for something in a guy, what would you be looking for? And Nancy had a laundry list of about 8 items, and I filled every square. And I was Nancy's first date after 28 years of marriage, and here I am.
Can
the
you tell us what
man in the world.
Luckiest, can you tell us what some of those items were?
Well, I'll be self-serving and say one of them was cute.
Okay.
able to play golf, good sense of humor, no children. No children.
No children.
Very big, because Nancy has 3 wonderful daughters, and she didn't want to have to worry about merging families.
Wow. Okay. Are there any others that you've discovered over time, maybe, Nancy, that you found as being positive?
In a man?
In this man. Yes, in Ed.
Yeah. Ed is, how do I describe him? We're a lot alike, which is good. You know, they always said opposites attract, but I like that. I think his background in the Air Force and him being military, maybe I could say I should have been military, because we like things done a certain way. We are on time all the time, which I love.
Right.
Love that I don't have to get him up in the morning. We're going to travel. We travel. He takes good care of me. He makes my reservations. I used to always have to do everybody's reservations. He gets me coffee in the morning with the perfect cream and Splenda. Little
oh my
things
God.
Like that
right
me.
There. That's it.
Yeah. And he takes care of me. And, you know, all my life I always took care of everybody. And it's just nice to have a man that, you know, lets me go through the door first and still opens my car door. And I mean,
and after 7 years. And after 7 years,
yeah.
The same thing?
Yeah. That's why he's still here.
All right. He wants the mic back.
I would like to put the pool boy in context.
Okay. Wait a minute. This is called the Newlyweds Game. Go ahead, Ed.
I was fortunate enough to learn how to play golf when I was 7 years old from my mother and father. Grew up playing golf, and I never had any idea I would meet Nancy Lopez, let alone date and now be engaged to her. And so a lot, as we traveled along, people would always say, kind of look at me funny, like, well, who are you? Are you her caddy? Are you her this? And I could never really get to the point where I'd say I'm her boyfriend. It just never quite sounded right.
Right.
So as an icebreaker, I'd just say, well, I'm her pool boy. And that's where it all started. And it was always a great icebreaker. And I've heard reactions along the way of, well, she needs new yellow pages and things along that line, but it's been a great icebreaker along the way.
That is so terrific. You know, it is so great to be able to find somebody and have that new start.
Absolutely, Ann, it is. You know, I always, marriage to me was always important. And, you know, unfortunately, my 28-year marriage didn't last till the end of time. And so you look for somebody that you can share your life with.
Sure.
Have some good laughs and, travel. Ed loves to travel. He loves to play golf. So we try and play places I've never played before, because even as an LPGA golfer, you don't play all the courses that people think you've played. Even though on the LPGA Tour we played some wonderful golf courses, not really big name courses, we've been able to play courses like that. And, you know, Marion we played a few years ago, and Wingfoot, places like that that, you know, I didn't think I'd ever get to. But with Ed, we've been able to travel and do that. And it's been a lot of fun. He loves the game. He goes from like a 9 handicap to like a 12 or 13, which he really shouldn't because he's really better than that. But he makes those darn double bogeys every once in a while. That makes his... But when he messes up, I'm not his teacher. It's only when he does good that I'm his teacher.
I like that. I like that. Take credit where credit should be
due. There you go.
Yes.
There you go. But he's a good student. You know, most men don't really like to take any kind of tips from
true.
A woman, but Ed will take it, and he's never said, you know, don't tell me that. He always just says, okay, I'm going to try that. And he's always
about
been really
taking
good
directions,
about that.
Though,
yeah.
Like in a car or something. How
yeah.
is he? I mean, who drives?
Once in a while, he does get a little heavy-footed.
Ed drives.
Yes. He gets a little heavy-footed. I know when I fall asleep, he goes probably faster because he knows I'm not watching him. But I do, every once in a while, in a kind way, I say, Ed, you probably won't have a great day if you get a ticket. So he slows down. He doesn't go that fast. But, you know, when it's 70, I go 79. He goes 82.
Okay. So, well, I mean, you know, that's a good range right there, I think. Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been a great experience of these past 7 years. My daughters really love Ed. You know, I kind of introduced him to the family very slowly because I wanted them to love him. I didn't want them to resent him. And that happens, I think, when you have somebody come new into your family. And they're all very supportive of us getting married, and they're going to be at the wedding. We're all going to be there together, and I think it's just special.
Now, where's the wedding going to be?
It's going to be in Palm City, Florida, where we live, on the golf course. We haven't picked a spot on the golf course yet, but we're going to do it out there. And then probably about 6 p.m. in the evening we're going to do it, and then we're going to go in and party with all our friends.
Oh, how perfect.
Yeah.
How perfect. Well, you know, Ed, I understand you have your own business, and it's a golfing-type business. What do you do?
Yes, ma'am. It's a golf grip business. We have a clear grip where you can personalize your own grip underneath. You put whatever label you want under the grip. And in Nancy's case, she has her grandchildren's name. She actually has Pool Boy on one of them. And it's called.
So you get excited when she pulls Pool Boy out to use it. What club is that, by the way? Well, what club is that, by the way?
56 degree sand wedge, and I pull when I'm padding for. I pull it whenever I.
I was told to pull back from the mic when I left.
But the company is called Showtime Grips, and it's showtimegrips.com.
Okay, so people need to check that out. Now, let's see. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we are, of course, here because of the links of Stony Point and the Masters Week. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Symetra Tour, what's going on tonight right here in Uptown Greenwood at the Inn on the Square. Believe it or not, 2 days in a row, we are broadcasting right here from the Inn on the Square. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're right back here live from the Inn on the Square. It sure looks beautiful. They got the bunnies. They got the sunflowers over there when you come in. It really is a beautiful venue. I tell you what, if you're looking for a place to have a meeting or a wedding or any type of event, you need to come see them right here at the Inn on the Square. It's fabulous. And tonight, we are going to be having a fabulous dinner right here at the Inn on the Square. You may have heard about that Master Chef competition, which finished yesterday over there at the G. Frank Russell Technology Center. And tonight, we're dining on delicious food that was voted, won the competition, and we're also going to be having some mighty fine wine, aren't we, Jim? That's right. This is Jan Stevenson's wines are going to be served. There'll be a wine tasting there. Are there any more tickets available, Jim? still get tickets at the Inn on the Square? Okay. Okay. All right. So you can still get tickets. Call them right here at the Inn on the Square. Let them know you want to come 6:30, correct? 6. Okay. Wine tasting starts at 6. Don't want to miss that, folks. And then dinner coming up. So they'll be having a good time over here. Tickets are $50. So if you'd like to come, just give the Inn on the Square their, what is their phone number? Emerald, I can't remember. It escapes me. I know you can look that up. We'll give that out during the show if you would like to. But today, I am so privileged to be with She's So Nancy.
It's
right
so
here with us. She's from the USA to Mexico. Hey, I don't have any music, but I can still sing a little bit.
You always do a great job, Anne.
I try. Okay. Anyways, yes, in fact, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see some pictures of me as a rapper. It's true.
Really?
Yes, I'm a rapper now.
Oh, my God.
I've got another career coming up.
Awesome.
I know, it is. But anyways, we're talking with Nancy Lopez and her fiancé right here, Ed Russell. They are getting married this summer, so it's an exciting time because pool boy Ed is here to enjoy this whole event, and he's kind of been a little perplexed about what's going on. But Ed, as a this 7 years that you've spent with Nancy, I understand there's some kind of interesting events that have happened because you've been called Mr. Lopez.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're on the road a lot, and 90% of the time the room is in Nancy's name.
Sure.
And at the very beginning, I would call down for room service or whatever and say, this is Ed Russell for Nancy Lopez. I'm kind of, eh. What was the reaction? Now I just call down as Ed Lopez. And I got to tell you, Ed Lopez gets a lot better reaction than Ed Russell. And I think I'm going to have a website called eddielopez.com.
Well, I need to ask you, are you taking her name?
We laugh about it. There are people in our community who are convinced I am. But you know, I believe she's going to become, well, I'm pretty, I know she's going to be Nancy Russell.
Nancy Russell. Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask.
And I'm very proud of that.
You are. Well, that is terrific. Now, you were in the Air Force, I understand.
Yes, ma'am. I served 15 years. I was stationed in Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, and California. I worked with ICBMs.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you also work in a tournament with veterans, correct? Or what exactly? You do some tournaments. You play in some tournaments, Folds of Honor?
I get to do a lot of good things because of Nancy. And Nancy plays in the Folds of Honor, the Patriot Cup in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She didn't play last year, she won't play this year, but we try to support Folds of Honor as much as we possibly can, and all of our vets as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, our veterans certainly have had some tough times, and hopefully that some of that will be changing in the future.
I hope so, because they all deserve it. They really do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your service, and but do you have any more stories that you can share about you and Nancy? I mean, I know you're the type to... I don't even have to kiss you to get you to tell us, do I? Come on, Ed, talk to me. Look at him. He's looking at Nancy like, what do I dare
to... until you put me on the spot. I will tell you a quick snippet.
Okay, I'm looking forward to a snippet.
We were in Phoenix, Arizona a couple of weeks ago, and Nancy played a round of golf with Pat Bradley and Patty Sheehan, two other Hall of Famers.
Right.
And it was the first... This is an Ed story. And I was the fourth in the group.
Okay.
And it was the first time that Bradley, Sheehan, and Lopez had ever played a round of golf for fun.
Oh, wow.
They had competed against each other, competed with each other on Solheim Cup teams.
Right.
But it was the first time they ever just played, had a friendly round, and it was great. And as it was going on, they were... kind of were talking about how many wins each of them had, and I can't remember the exact number, but Pat and Patty are over 30. Nancy is 48, and there I stand, and I said, well, I've won a member guest. It took me a partner, but I won a member guest. So,
Don't you love doing stuff like that when somebody's talking and you just go, well, I did this?
But I will tell you, for someone who grew up playing golf and loving the game of golf, I personally have had great opportunities to meet the heroes of the game and have never been disappointed in meeting any of them. And the game of golf is just fantastic, and I'm blessed to have Nancy, but also share the golf aspect with her.
Now, who are your, other than Nancy, who are your favorite icons in golf?
My number one icon would be Jack Nicklaus.
Wow.
And of the current players, it's Jordan Spieth.
Wow.
And we had an opportunity last year to meet Jordan at Augusta. And as we were driving in on a Friday, Nancy had said she would like to meet Jordan Spieth because she'd never met him. Jordan's on the practice green, and as Jordan walks off the practice green, Nancy, sounding like a woman or a girl seeing the Beatles for the first time, and I quote, yells, "Jordan, Jordan, I'm Nancy Lopez, and I'd really like to meet you." And
that's how you get the job done, Nancy.
And Jordan heard her, came over, shook her hands. I was honored, said everything. It was a great conversation between the two of them. And it was funny for me to see that exchange because of Nancy's accomplishments in golf. I normally see people yelling that at her. So to see her yelling that to a pro was remarkable from where I stand.
Did you get any pictures?
We did not have a camera, and there are no cell phones, so
no,
we didn't
phones,
have
any. Right.
But
we have
great memories of it.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Well, Nancy, go ahead and just share a story, because I know you're dying to tell one. Since Ed told one, you've got to have a good story to tell us now.
Of Ed?
Ed, yes, Ed, you.
Oh, boy. I don't know. We've had so much fun, really. I'm trying to think what story I could tell about Ed.
Well, if you want me to mute it so we can have this off the air and we can talk about it, I'm more than willing to do that.
Well, I think, like I said, I mean, there's so many things that probably have happened, but I should have thought of that before you asked me. But I'm always trying to teach Ed to play the game and be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one day we were playing golf, and this is just something that always comes up in my mind because I really think he's a better golfer than he is every day. And we're playing Piper's Landing, where we belong, and tough holes, and this one par four, he pops his drive up, and I'm on the cart with him, and then the next shot he hits into this fairway bunker. He's still a long way from the green, and he says, like most golfers, "Oh, I'm gonna make another double bogey." And I said, no you're not, you get in this bunker, you hit the shot on the green, and make a one putt for par. Well, he hits this great shot out of the bunker on the green. He makes one putt for par. He goes, "Well, I guess I'm not going to say that ever again." So those are the kind of things we experience. But I think traveling together and experiencing golf, like I said before, has been a lot of fun for me because I didn't see that ever happening before. And so it's a great experience for me, and I love traveling with him. You know, after 7 years, he still makes me laugh, you know, and he should. If you're
right.
Marry
right,
someone.
Right.
But we have
you haven't had seen the 7-year itch or anything?
No.
Okay.
So it's just fun to laugh like that. Sometimes laugh so hard that, you know, I'm getting older, so I have to kind of watch how hard I laugh. But he does make me laugh a lot, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're going to be, I presume you're going to be here for this Metro Tour. Come back for that.
I am.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
It's always fun. A lot of these young players on this Metro Tour keep in touch with me and let me know how they're doing. And, you know, it's hard because they don't make a lot of money on this Metro Tour as they travel all over the world.
Sure.
To try and make it on and get their card on the LPGA Tour. So they work really hard, and you don't want them to be discouraged. Because if they want to get on the LPGA Tour, they need this Metro Tour. It's fabulous. And then it gives them a place to have a golf event, to keep, playing against other players. The competition keeps them sharp. When I was on the LPGA Tour and trying to get my card, once you went to qualifying school, if you didn't make it, you didn't have anywhere to go.
Right.
And I thank the Symmetra Tour and all the sponsors that put on events for these girls to be able to have the opportunity to go somewhere, because I know when our players had nowhere to go, they had to go back, find a job, really couldn't work on their golf game. So obviously the quality of golf now was, I think, was not going to be as good when they finally got on tour because they weren't practicing the way they could. But the Symetric Tour helps these players keep sharp and also put some money in their pocket. It's great. I think it's just fabulous that they have come up with something like this.
You know, today is Equal Pay Day. Did you know that?
No.
Women Equal Pay. And they say that today is the day where women finally catch up with men as far as making money working from the 1st of January. So I'm curious, the money-making aspect for women golfers versus men's golfers, of course, has been a subject, and yet today women golfers are making a lot more. What do you think about the future as far as a money-making aspect?
Well, I know when I came on the LPGA Tour in 1977, I remember saying to myself, oh, you know, our purse are going to grow. We're going to catch up with the guys. And at that time, I mean, they made way more than we did. My rookie year, I won 9 tournaments. I won almost $100,000, first player to ever reach that.
Mm-hmm.
Annika Sorenstam, I think probably about 9 or 10 years ago, won 9 tournaments, won $5.5 million. So we definitely grew.
Right.
But still looking at what the men make and the women make, they're making more than us than when I was a rookie. So we've fallen behind, not caught up at all, even a little bit, which I can't figure it out. And, you know, these players play and work just as hard as the guys. I don't know if it's just corporate America really likes to rub elbows with the guys more.
Yeah.
But I think how do we bring them to the LPGA Tour, let them experience a pro-am with our players, which they're fabulous players. They work hard, they're dedicated, they have desire to give them the opportunity to play with all these big corporate guys. They're going to, if they have a choice, I think they would play with LPGA players, even though they love the PGA, and so
right.
do I. I love
right.
the PGA Tour, that they would play with the LPGA players. But how do we bring them to our tour to introduce them to that?
Well, that is the point, isn't it? And they do get the bigger sponsorships, so therefore the purses are bigger. Except here at the Symetra Tour, right here at Stony Point, which that's the biggest purse on the Symetra Tour.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
That's right. That. So, and you haven't had to go up anymore, have you? You know, he accepted the challenge for a couple of years, and then he went up and he said, that's it, and nobody so far has challenged him.
Yeah.
Yeah. To 200. That's right. It was 100 was the average one. Went to 200. And where is it at now for this year, Jim? 250. Okay. I mean, I don't think it really was my show. I think they were here, yes, and you were expounding upon the things that were going on. And they said, Dakota, we can do more. So then you had to go to 250. That's right. So... so far, you've been able to hold the line there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty awesome. That's a big purse, isn't it, Nancy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I thank Jim for doing that and all the people that are involved and making a special event for these players. Like I said, that you know they need to be able to make a living as they're trying to prepare for the LPGA Tour. And you know I'm just very grateful for Jim for doing that because the LPGA Tour is my other family. Outside of my daughters and Ed and everything else, the LPGA Tour, I want to see it grow. And these little players on the Symetra Tour, you know, they set their goals. And I know there's a couple of them that always text me if they don't play well. I feel so bad because I know they have to make money so they can keep playing on the Symetra Tour and travel and try and get on the LPGA Tour. And so you just want to give them encouragement because it's tough. It's tough, you know, to be able to keep supporting yourself and try and make it on a big tour.
Well, I think the other thing is the Symetra Tour gives them that taste of what it could be like to be on that LPGA. Because until you step on that golf course, you don't really know. But with the Symetra Tour, you get a good idea, and they're treated. They have to do interviews. They have to do all this kind of stuff, so they really get a good idea.
Well, and they have to because they really need to be able to sell their tour and themselves and everything that they do. You know, signing autographs, entertaining. I've gone to rookie orientation for the LPGA, and I look at these girls, and I tell them every time, Pro-Am Day is not a day for you to practice. It's your day to entertain these people. They're the ones that put money in your pocket, and without them, you have no tour. All these sponsors that come and do play with the players in all these events, it's entertaining day. Once in a while, you find a player that really is paying more attention to what her game is doing that day, and that's not what she needs to do. So it's very important to promote your tour every day when you're out there, but especially on Pro-Am Day, you need to be very involved in what your Pro-Am Park players are doing, help them read putts, encourage them, tell some jokes, just make it a really great day for them.
Well, you are listening to WCRS, and you know, I think that's an excellent piece of advice, not only for playing the game of golf, but in life. I think people are so into themselves sometimes, they don't get outside, and so that's great advice, and if they learn nothing else than except how to be outside and be concerned about other people, that's a terrific opportunity for them, too.
That's right, Anne. I think it is very important to do that.
So with that, I think we're going to have to leave it now. You are listening to WCRS. Nancy Lopez will be, you're going to be over there at the Masters this week, I guess.
Yeah.
Having a good time and seeing what's going on and everything. And Mr. Lopez, you will be there too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ed.
Yes, ma'am, our annual trip.
Your annual trip.
Annual trip.
Well, it's been an absolute delight to meet you, and I can see why. You and Nancy have already had 7 years together, and it's going to be a great ride, whatever the twists and turns are going to be. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This has been a blast. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I told you I'd give you the number to the Inn on the Square. If you would like to join them for dinner this evening, they would love to have you. Wine tasting starts at 6. Dinner, I guess, around 6:30. And the number to call, 330-1010. That's 330-1010, area code 864, the Inn on the Square, Uptown Greenwood. It's going to be a great night. And, Jim, thanks so much for getting us all together here to be able to do this again. It's been an awesome day. Well, thank you very much. So, Nancy Lopez, keep it straight down the middle there, will you please?
I will certainly try.
Okay, and, Ed, I know you're going to keep it straight down the middle, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's an old Bing Crosby song, Straight Down the Middle. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.